Hey, you are about to listen to episode 313 of the Hey My Man podcast. I give you the number now because when the episode starts, I don't even introduce myself. Don't let Ben introduce himself. It wasn't my plan. It just happened. We were having a conversation and then I hit record and I immediately changed gears and did not continue that conversation. And the rest is history. So just real quick, in attempt to not step on any of the material in this episode right now, I'm just going to say that the first topic we talk about totally went off the rails, and it was a, hey, I'm thinking of this, didn't really have a full idea of how I wanted to present this, but I promise you that my intention was only good. It was only good. So I had spent the entire week on vacation around the house doing a bunch of odds and ends stuff that needed to get done. And in doing so, I spent hours listening to Evil Has a Name. It's an audiobook from Audible. You can only get it on Audible. And it is about the Golden State Killer. And it's like a total start to finish, really great book on the subject if you are interested. Toward the end of last year, I read Michelle McNamara's book on the Golden State Killer, and I just got re-obsessed in listening to this all week. Like I said, I'm going around doing household stuff and just listening for hours upon hours about how this case evolved and just began obsessing about who these people are and why they do what they do. As soon as I finished that book, I started listening to another book about the Green River Killer called Green River Running Red. And that's like, I don't know, it was like 15 hours long. So I'm in the midst of that currently. With that in mind, I went into this episode of the podcast with a entrepreneurial concept that I thought it was a way to protect all young ladies from potential predators. But as I'm fleshing out the idea in real time to Ben, I start to realize that, you know, it's not perfect, but either way, my intentions were good. Looking back on it, I guess I could have just thrown my whole idea out the window and just said, hey, I was listening to this book, and then I listened to this book, and here are some thoughts that I had that I'd like to share with you, but I didn't do that. Look, all ideas aren't going to be perfect. You know, they have to start somewhere, though, and again, I want to reiterate, this was me being entrepreneurial and, you know, playing a little defense for those in our society who, unbeknownst to them, may fit the, you know, the criteria of some psychopath. So that's what I was trying to do. I guess in my mind, it's very hard to talk about a book that you really enjoyed with someone who's not read it, other than to say, hey, this is a great book, because obviously you don't want to spoil what it contains. So I'm assuming that most of you have not read or heard this, either of these books. So you listen, you let us know. If you guys think this is a great idea, I will again pass it on to the people that own this business. And I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to help as many people as possible with one small change. You never know. But insider tip, if you see Nancy Pelosi start buying up a bunch of stock in this company, maybe other people found some value in this concept. Just saying. All right, here you go. I didn't plan on talking about this, but I just was thinking about this. What do you think about a Hooters restaurant, but the waitresses are middle-aged? nobody under 40. My son is 19. So,
yeah,
you know, now I'm at that age where everybody could be my child. 47, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Probably reach this age a little bit before.
You could have like a 27-year-old daughter right now, responsibly.
I haven't been to Hooters in forever because their food's not great. But I would say that it makes you feel a certain way because these girls are so young. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like protective.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. There should be like... Here's the problem. You think like, oh, we're getting older, so these young ladies, like, this feels weird now. There should be a place for us. But that place for us...
Still that place.
Yeah. I think it's more like you're invited to leave rather than we made a different place for you. What do you get? You're going to get a place where it's like, all right, fine. But like what super, are you talking about like super fit 43-year-olds?
Yeah. Well, so like the idea behind Hooters is this is supposed to be like the top of the food chain. Like they literally break all HR rules and are going like, no, 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 yes. So it's not about who's the best waitress. It's like, we'll teach you that down the road. You know, understand what I'm saying? So like you would get, you're going for looks first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying in this, but you would be like, you have to be above 37.
Well, I don't want to get H&R involved into this.
I'm just saying like every person and everything I see, I'm like, oh, that person's 24.
You've hit that age now where it is now like what this. Okay. So when you get a calendar and you put it on your garage wall, the women or men in that calendar or both are going to be the same age as they've always been.
Right.
So the problem is just because you get older, and I've thought about this before, like when you, okay, like I entered the free world market like post 40, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not going to go look for a 23-year-old because that's not my lane anymore, right?
Yeah, but I think that if you're responsible, you should ask, not because you're trying to find out like, hey, would I be in trouble? But you should ask because it's just not responsible.
What's not responsible?
Dating someone that's so much younger than you.
Well, it's a bad idea.
I mean, it's just not responsible. I mean, how do you... Well, some people have to date people that are younger than them because there's really no other option.
Everyone else is dead.
And that's what... Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about...
Yeah.
I'm not talking about dating. I'm just talking about the restaurant because if you're going to be lecherous, it should at least be, like, reasonable.
Yeah.
Not for me, but I'm talking about other people who do enjoy Hooters or Hooters-related... Or themed restaurants.
Right. So they're going to be that age.
Yeah.
And you're going to go. Now, I feel like the arena to which you're opening that door to enter, I could have worded that better. So now you got, let's take like a, okay, best case scenario, like a Jennifer Garner or a God forbid a J-Lo or somebody.
Yeah.
But now when they come to the table, how is the conversation different?
It's not. It's the same.
Hey, dude.
I mean, I surely don't want them to open up. Well, no, I was going to say open up their wallet and have show me pictures of their kids, but nobody has wallets. That's aging myself.
You don't want them busting the trifold out?
Listen, I'm not even asking for these people to be single. I'm not saying it should be a place where you go to hook up or meet people. I'm just saying they should be attractive older ladies. Well, they should limit it to attractive older ladies.
What do you call it?
I mean, I don't know. Hooters after dark, Hooters after 40. I don't know. Hooters elite.
Over the hill Hooters.
Yeah, I don't know. That's for you guys to come up with. But you know what I mean? Just a Hooters for a more adult contemporary audience.
Well, so now.
And I also think that it should not necessarily celebrate any specific like body part necessarily. Doesn't have to be on theme because Hooters even went away.
Okay,
from that.
So you don't think you're going home with them. It's not about a body part.
Yeah.
That's called a diner.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you want them to be sexy.
I mean, I'm saying for people who like that kind of stuff. I'm not saying no, I was just of course thinking not, yeah,
you.
Not me.
You want them to be charming.
If I could never go out of the house again, I would. But I'm thinking about other, you know, sometimes I find myself to be selfless. And I put these ideas out because I know that somewhere somebody is like, they don't want to throw the idea out there, but they're comfortable with co-signing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But
like, they're like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. but they don't want to have to be the one that says it.
So what is your expectation of your evening?
I mean, you eat and you go home, and maybe, you know, you look around a little
bit. So I need you to tell me how this is different from a diner.
Because at diners, they don't specifically say you can't work here because you don't have all your teeth. So these are put together ladies. Like it's all it is you have a uniform. Yeah. Okay, because at a diner, somebody could wear an old smock with food on it.
So here's the thing. That's fine, but nobody's taking care.
The whole complaint is like, oh, people don't tip well and people don't, you know, blah, 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 blah. Let's take the best above between 37 and 52.
Okay.
55. And put those people in a position to make better tips because you're going to a place where it just...
I want you to commit to your original idea, which you are flocking from.
Which is what?
Hooters, but for older chicks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No. Now you're like, it's not about their looks.
But I don't think... You think the regular Hooters is about... It's about the idea...
Hold on. Ask that question you're about to ask.
That these guys think they're taking women home from Hooters? No.
That's what I was going to ask. Because you want girls in little outfits with boobies.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So move that up 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you still want that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is like Hooters, but older.
Yeah. It's
because they're good looking.
Yeah. You said, what's the difference between a Hooters and a diner? And I'm saying, well, the diner just lets, if you're a good waitress or you're willing to work, they'll hire you. This has got to be more exclusive.
Okay.
But it just makes you feel.
So it is based on looks. So we just need to be clear.
Yeah. But it's, you know.
Hot older chicks.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
for guys who like that kind of stuff, not me, because I just want to stay home, but I'm just thinking of other people because that's what I do.
But then the guys have to still think they have a slight chance. Like at Hooters, like, you don't think you have a chance, but you're like, dude, I think she liked me, bro.
Dude, I honestly, like, you know, believe, loser, I'd love buddy. For people, I'd love for anyone to chime in on this, but I don't know that people are thinking I have a chance. I think they just like attention from attractive people. I don't think they think like, oh, I'm gonna give her my, or I'm gonna ask for her number, or she's gonna ask me for mine, or anything like that. I think they like to go to a place where the girl is gonna sit down at your table and she's good looking and she's going to feign interest and have some BS laughs. You know they're not real. You know that this girl is just putting you on, and because that's part of her job, and that's it. There's nothing. There's zero more, and some chicken wings.
Okay, I like it. What are they
buffalo
wearing?
Shrimp. I mean, the same thing.
Same outfit.
Yeah.
It might pose a problem or two.
I mean, no, because you are, it's like, you know, you're still saying you have to meet the standard. Okay. You don't think there's women in that age group that still, you ever seen Suzanne Summers?
I have, yeah. No, there's hot looking older chicks. Yeah, I don't course. Even kind of disagree
How
with that.
How dare you?
It sounded
like you didn't agree.
I feel like you wanted it to be a place for a hot older chicks.
Not for me, though.
Middle age.
I just want to put this out there. I was thinking about other people. Because it's what I do.
Yeah, yeah. And you want them to have wings. Mm. But I feel like any nice restaurant is going to have better looking servers.
When's the last time you were at a Hooters?
It's been a long time.
Okay. How long? 5 years?
More. Like a decade.
Yeah,
I think
the last time I went to a Hooters was when my son...
No, maybe 5 years. I think I went once.
It was for one of my son's birthdays, and me and my dad and my brother did the thing where it's like, let's take him to Hooters and just kind of see what he does. And then he took a picture with all the Hooters girls. I don't think I've ever been back. Not even for carryout.
Right.
It's well, no, but he goes it's, for it's
dude,
terrible.
If you get Hooters carry out,
I mean, if you, I don't know,
put your stick up, dude.
It's better than BW3.
That's true. And they don't have the same outfits.
Right.
No, right. I'm interested in now, like, I want to know what you call it. I want to know what they're wearing.
Same.
But okay, but like, if you take your wife there and the server's the same age as her, and you're like, I just came here for the hot chicks, it's not about like taking them home, and then you ask them to go home with you.
No, you don't do that.
No, you do.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know which Hooters you go to.
No, I don't do that ever. I'm just saying.
you're destroying my vision and you're perverting it. This was about a positive thing.
No, I like it. I'm a
place
fan of it.
I don't run the business. I'm just throwing an idea out there.
Since
you're growing or you're dying.
Okay, now since they're older than normal Hooters waitresses, I think they do incorporate that in. I think you go like, oh, you brought your 12-year-old in for his birthday. Here's a picture of mine. Or you go like, oh, my kid plays soccer too. I'm glad you guys are celebrating.
I don't know.
Yeah, they go like when your girl's hair's in her face, they go like, let me fix that, and they put it in a bun.
So they're are you saying that they are almost like showing you that they have a maternal side?
Correct.
So okay.
Yeah.
But again, this is not exclusive to single women of that age. You could be married. It's fine.
What's the mood there?
Same. I mean, they're going to come and wipe down your table. They're going to bring you your food. They're going to write their name, Ashley, with a heart on. Thanks for coming in. They're going to sit down and talk to you for a couple minutes. You're going to make a couple of bad dad jokes. They're going to laugh at those. But you know what, then? Maybe the older chicks don't laugh at the bad dad jokes. Maybe they've just had enough and they're like, they're not going to. And maybe that's what older dudes want, though. They're just like, I don't want someone to laugh at my B material. Like, I gotta step up my game.
They like being challenged.
I'm at that age now where every restaurant I go to, I'm like, I gotta put out new material. And my kids and my wife are just shaking. They're like, don't listen to him.
I put out new material everywhere. Dude, I go.
My new one is water on the rocks.
What do you mean your new one?
My new thing that I
think. But not if you're doing it. It's not new if you keep using it.
It's my newest thing. No,
water on the rocks.
Yeah, water on the rocks, please.
You the guy that goes like ice water with ice, please?
I just do on the rocks.
He'll have a water neat.
And I'll have mine on the rocks. I haven't done that because I don't want to get a water neat.
No, add to it though.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then they may come with the water neat.
Here's the problem with dad jokes is.
But aren't dad jokes about the same thing? You want a. I mean, I do it to waiters too, I guess. So
no, but my issue with dad jokes is people go like, oh, that's a dad joke. And I go to my kids or other kids, don't you think I'd rather tell you a clever, dirty joke? These are dad jokes because this is all you're up for.
You got in a couple years, bro, you're going to just realize dad jokes is where it's at. I don't work blue in the restaurant.
No, but what I'm saying is you're calling these dad jokes. What I'm saying is that they have to be because of the audience receiving them. I would tell you a great joke, but you're too stupid to get it on account of you're a kid. So I'm giving you why did the chicken cross the road? Not because I think it's great, because I'm doing it for your level. So I'm tired of taking the blame for dad jokes, because what I'm saying is
but my audience,
you can't handle the real joke. So don't ask me for the real deal.
But my audience aren't my wife and children. My audience is the person I'm hurling the joke at. They just get the shrapnel. I already know they're going to be disappointed.
I'm saying the jokes get dumber because like... they have to be dumber. And I'm tired of getting painted with that's a dad joke. And I go, well, guess what? I got regular jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, what about when I help you with your homework? Is that dad math too? Oh, okay. I make your lunch. Is that a dad lunch?
Can you do math?
Or, no? I mean, dude, up to fifth grade, I'm smoking it. I have to Google it.
Actually, I was going to say fifth grade. That's pretty good.
I know.
I lost it about third grade.
I just found out that there's like a hint thing at the bottom that shows you how to do it. Because I'm like, yo, I could do this. But guess what? I did it 30 years ago and I forgot. So you give me a quick refresher and I'm back in.
So again, this was just an idea for Hooters. They could have it. I want nothing for it. I just feel like you're competing in a market of like, I mean, the majority of dudes who go there now, I think I haven't been there. So I guess I'm speaking completely ignorant, but I would think that look at your customer base and adjust appropriately. Don't pander. Don't just go, well, like even older dudes like younger looking girls.
So what you got to do is just own a regular restaurant and discriminate who you hire.
I mean,
that's the way to get your true vision.
But Hooters has an established level of food. You go there, you know, the TV, the sports, the opportunity to sprawl out with a big group of friends.
Yeah.
You know, so you just jump into what they already have going.
You want to crack some crab claws. The franchise just
needs to grow up a little bit. We need to grow up together. It should have evolved together.
They should have evolved their outfits 20 years ago.
Into what?
They're still like, oh, this is a hot 80s outfit. Remember they had they waited so long. They had high-waisted shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So long, so long that Tilted Kilt was like, no, we don't like that. We like schoolgirl shit or whatever because of Britney Spears. And that got so old that high-waisted shorts came back. So by the time they changed their outfits, they were like, well, our old ones would work again.
I mean, and this is just for Northwest Indiana, but Tilted Kilt was a flash in the pan.
Twin Peaks is right by Hooters, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's that's older. Here. That sounds like an older lady establishment.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
You can't do
They go with what works because they're not willing to try. Okay, they're not willing to.
But hey, Schererville, you have two booby restaurants within a quarter mile.
An eighth
of a mile, right?
But I guarantee you people are like, we've already seen what Hooters brings to the table. Let's go to Twin Peaks. But then I also feel like if a girl's feeling a certain way about Hooters, she's like, I can always go across the street to Twin Peaks. Don't push me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, are we seeing the same people?
She's like, Terry, I said no more tables of two or less. I'm going to Twin. I'm taking my talents to Twin Peaks.
Where gratuity is added.
I think at your place, which not sure how I feel about it yet, but I think when you get leftovers, mm-hmm. they put them in a brown like lunch bag and they put your name on it. Like, here you go.
Oh, I like
that. That's like what a mom would do.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
But I still think, listen, the standards are changing, right? Because the clientele's changing. Mm-hmm. The clientele's not changing. There are still going to be guys who think they can sleep with the waitresses, whether those waitresses are 19 or 46. They're still going to be like...
That's your customers. It's just like radio, bro. You're selling fantasy. You know, until you asked me to start putting video of us up, I mean, people didn't know what we looked like.
Yeah.
They could have thought I looked like you and you look like me for all we know.
Nobody thought that.
You don't know.
I've heard people talk. People are saying a lot of things out there.
I was on vacation all week and my wife made me go to Costco with her on Thursday. And this was the say, because I hate Costco so much. This was the, hey, it's Thursday, so there won't be that many customers. We'll go right when they open and they're, you know, free reign to do, to go wherever, eat all the samples, do whatnot. And I want to just put this out there. People told me in the beginning about Costco, they're like, oh my God, you have to have the hot dog. It's like a dollar, dude. It's amazing.
I heard that in the stand-up act this week.
Hot dog is shit. It's disgusting.
It's like $1 and you get hot dog and chips for $1.50 or something?
It's a dollar hot dog, which I'm okay with, but let's just call it what it is. It's a dollar hot dog.
What if they had hot middle-aged women giving you a hot dog?
That can't hurt.
Slowly.
And they do. They do.
Okay.
So anyway, we went there. And again, one of the selling features is like, oh, the samples. The samples? Not great. They give you, have you ever been to, do you go to Costco?
Yeah, I have.
They give you a sample of cod. Or, you know, they're selling cod this week, or that's the highlighted thing. So they give you like, here's a cracker.
That sounds delicious. A nice fish dish.
Here's some cod. Here's a piece of fermented cheese. Look, dude, don't tempt me with samples unless they're like, okay, Prime Energy drink. And my daughter's like, hey, you've got to get me a Prime Energy drink because they can't give it to children. So now you want me to go in there on your behalf and get a Prime Energy drink so you can drink it.
You have to go, I'm 12, can I have this?
Do you remember when people would solicit other 21 and over people to go into liquor stores and buy booze on their behalf?
Do I remember?
That's something.
I spent my teenage years
daughter's asking me to get her Prime Energy drink. She can't drink it.
She's like, Dad, be cool, dude. Just be cool. Give me a Prime.
For some reason, Prime Energy drink can't be consumed by children.
She asked for it in a lower voice. She's like, I'd like some Prime, please.
Yeah. So anyway,
my kids would like the pink and the blue one, please.
People don't, whether it is Saturday or Tuesday or Thursday or whatever day, people don't move with a purpose.
Never.
People don't move with a purpose. They stand there. They have their cart in one part of the aisle. Then they take two steps back from it, blocking the entire aisle. And then they just look.
These are the same buttholes who were on the road. The same people.
I don't understand. Like, did they... I would love to know if those people bitch and complain about other people and what their grievances are.
Of course.
Because my wife is one of these people. She'll stop her cart right in the middle of the aisle and then have to like just look at her Snapchat because one of her friends. And I'm like, can you move one side or the other?
I can't do that.
We go up on the right hand and we come down on the left hand. And then when we come the other way, it's the same. We're always moving the same direction, right, on the right side.
Yeah.
That's what we do in America. Same way we drive. There's always some buffoon who's either they're slouched over the front of their cart, pushing it with their chest, and they're looking at their phone aimlessly, just going around. Obviously the people talking on speakerphone, just walking down the aisles. This is why men don't want to go shopping with women, is because I have a list. I go in, I get specifically, I don't like window shop. I don't go somewhere and go, oh, I got this, this, and this, because while I was there, I saw it looked interesting. I'm not even looking at those things. They're not even in my head.
I think I see them, but I grab them quickly. I'm like, oh, I didn't know they had this kind of chips. Boom, throw it in, but I'm back to the list. So, I don't stop to peruse.
Yeah. And
no.
I put this out on our Facebook page because I happen to see a buddy of mine's dad, who I know the dad pretty well, in Costco. And I was like, at first I was like, oh, that's my buddy's dad. I don't think he saw me. And then I kept passing him and I'm like, it's a matter of time before this dude realizes it's me. And now I have to be engaged in moral conversation, combat, whatever it is.
Yep.
I did everything in my power to stay ahead of this dude or behind him. And I did not want to tell my wife, oh, that's so-and-so's dad, because she would be like, oh, you should do the right thing and go up and say hello. Like, well, or she would. So I can't even tell her about it. So I'm like, let's go this way. She's like, we don't need anything down there. And I'm like, yeah, but either way, let's go look over here.
You're like, how about medicine? We should get medicine.
And run. I don't know if it's about social anxiety. I don't know if it's about me just being an unfriendly person. It's got to be somewhere in between. So I was feeling a certain way. I asked my wife and she's like, oh no, when I see somebody, like I'm like, hey, what's going on? So I put it on her Facebook page and every single person, I think other than my wife and maybe one other person, was like, nah, avoid them like the plague. Don't care if how well I know them. If I see somebody, I'm going the other way. Well, I said, if you see your friend's parent, to be fair, maybe if they see a close friend. And I said, if I saw you, I might try to avoid you seeing me just so we don't have to have any contact. I think we would, but
I think a coworker or a friend is fine, but somebody's parent, that's a little different. I don't know, but it's for me, it's a sliding scale. If it's someone whose parent that I know kind of well, and I'm like, yeah, that actually, it would be nice to see them real quick. There are those people that exist, but by and large, like a coworker, a casual acquaintance, I'm all for like, just going the other way.
But
it's slightly, I'm not a, I don't know. I don't want to shit on your point. It's just, I could do either one. I don't look forward to the vast majority of them. That part is for sure.
I guess my feeling is this. This is how I would gauge it. Does this person understand the social contract about seeing somebody in the wild that you're not great friends, you're not A-list friends with? Which means they also understand this is about small talk and we're moving on. They are not, because they're these people that just, are their carrier honors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they let it marinate.
If I was to see someone who I already knew, like with this podcast, I put it out there enough to where people see me and I see them, they already know it's like, hey, cool, we acknowledge each other, we're moving on down the road, you know? But there's other people who are going to stop and talk. And
I definitely think if you took the time to listen to a podcast, I could say hi to that person. They listen for hours. You could do a, hey, what's up? Good to see you. But there does need to be that, like,
that's unfair.
But you know, you got to feel it out like anything else. There's a balance. If it starts to wane, they have to pick up on the, yeah, you know, well, like, so what do you say to kill it? Other than I gotta go.
I don't want to have to do that. That's the problem, right? Well, because it's awkward.
I'm addressing the problem here. So you're talking to somebody, and you're going, hey, good to see you. And they go, oh, so-and-so moved out of their house, and so-and-so went to softball camp, and so-and-so. And you go, yeah. And you do a few words, and you go, yeah. All right, well, hey, it was great seeing you. If you gotta jump on that. Yeah. You got like a wrestler, you gotta see an opening and grab that single leg, mm-hmm. and you have to get it. And you have to go, well, it was so great seeing you.
That's why it's polite. Good. If you have your wife with you, though, you could be like, hey, hopefully she'll pick up on it and be like, hey, I'm gonna go grab the soap, or I'm gonna go over here and get this stuff. And then you go, I gotta.
You go, yeah, she's being a real bitch.
Yeah, like, you could do that.
Yeah.
But for example, I met friend of the show, friend of the show, Harvey Woodlawn, one time at his port of origin over at the New Oberpfalz.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, not wanting to engage. And it was mutual because later on he was like, yeah, I saw you and you were with your family. And I just thought probably not the best. Yeah. What am I going to do? Come up and sit with you and your family?
That's a recipe say hello? That makes sense,
though. And I said, this is why I like this dude. But unless I had a planned meeting of him, specifically him, like if I see him out, it's going to be, I'm hiding behind a shelf because he's a lot to deal with.
What if it's a quick, hey, man. Good to see you on the way out the door.
If he starts that, I give it back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But, you know, you never know. This guy's a poet. He's got feelings.
He can start to expound.
I don't have time for any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're eating and he comes up to him and you go, hey, it's good to see you. I've been listening to the podcast again. Cool. And he's like,
oh, I love that segment and you're just like, oh, no.
And he goes, 1993. My parents had come over. They were trying to get along. Things weren't working out. You go, oh no. There's a whole thing coming. Like,
right.
I would listen to it because I'd love it. I'd be excited about that. But you might be like, no, I didn't. That was more than I bargained for.
It's weird because I like to make things awkward. I just don't like it when people make things awkward for me.
I like the idea of him just trailing off going, Griffith, fall looks different everywhere. But in Griffith, it doesn't. And then just boom, like you're off. You know what I mean?
From my solemn stool at No Overfalls, yeah, I looked out the misty window.
He just Bukowski's all over your table.
No thanks.
That'd be so great.
No, dude, no thanks.
It would be worth it. No matter what the outcome, it'd be worth it. Because you'd be like, he just did that.
You know, you had time. So I'm going to transition this as clunkily as possible. Did you see the movie I asked you to see?
Huh?
Did you see the movie I asked you to see?
Was that what movie?
Real Genius.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So what I want you to do, or you know what? Oh. We have a theme song for this, okay. And all I right. have it here. I'm going right. to play it.
I got to Google Real Genius real quick. I forgot how good that song is. Yeah, the vocals need to be pumped up, but that's good. That's damn good songwriting. All right. I've seen all the movies now.
Okay.
So seen them all.
I am going to start a timer on my phone.
I have one.
You have one going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have 60 seconds to explain the plot of Real Genius, and you tell me when you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. No. Okay, so there's a super smart kid, and he's in a science fair, and then this the news anchor from Die Hard comes up to him and he's like, hey man, like I want you to come to work for my school, or you can come to my school, but you already know he's up to nefarious intent because previously they had shown that the bad guys were trying to make an evil weapon to kill people. So the kid gets hired, and when he gets hired, he realizes that he's the smartest kid ever, except for this other dude named Val Kilmer, who also is super smart and goes to that school. Now this is where Van Wilder meets super smart kid. He's like this party dude, and he realizes he's worked too hard at school, now he's got a party. So they work together, and they end up overcoming their differences, and they build this super weapon, and then they realize the super weapon is not for good, but for bad. And so then they have to stop the super weapon, and also there's a guy that lives in the closet, and then there's a bunch of popcorn that comes out of the bad guy's house at the end.
Isn't that Howard the Duck?
Well, same.
All right. The way you describe my favorite movies makes me very upset. One thing that never changes is that, and I know you only get 60 seconds, but
I had to spend the first 30 talking about a science fair.
You're not efficient in your words. Now,
that's hurtful.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like nobody's seeing this movie based on what the way you described it.
I disagree. I saw it sight unseen.
You saw it because you were told to. It was an assignment. You're being paid to.
I know.
Paid and listens.
Yeah, that's true.
So
paid plentifully.
Let's slow it down now.
Yeah. I felt the time monkey on my shoulder.
Okay.
I really like this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked it. I really liked it. Well, I liked it because I didn't hate it.
Okay.
Right? Like, at first, Val Kilmer's got all these zingers, which I normally appreciate. But I was like, they're too perfect. They're too mashy. But then I was like, but wait a minute. But you like mash. So he had these great retorts with a dry sense of wit. And I was like, normally, I wanted to think Val Kilmer's not funny. Because I was like, we don't think he's funny, right? I went in watching him going like, he's not funny. But I thought he was good. And I thought the main character was
cool.
Stop.
Why are you under the impression that Americans, by and large, do not appreciate Val Kilmer or don't like him?
I think they do like him. Okay. If you said describe Val Kilmer, I wouldn't be hilarious.
Do you think Tom Cruise is hilarious?
No, I think he has been, but no.
Yeah. Okay. So same thing, right? Tropic Thunder, Tom Cruise is hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's a moment in time. So anyway, I just wanted to get this straight because don't speak for everybody when you say that Val Kilmer's not funny.
I don't think people think he's funny, okay. But Top Secret, I remember seeing when I was a kid, and I think that's funny. So
this was probably one of his. Definitely was one of his earlier movies.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's not funny, but this movie predates anything you've seen from him.
Let's focus on good things about Val Kilmer.
Okay.
His comedic timing was great. His delivery was great. His hair was great.
I think it's funny you also liken it to Val, what was it?
Other Van movie? Wilder.
Because I think that that's sort of very parallel, those two characters.
He's like a handsome, funny college guy that's like, we're not taking things seriously, you know? So that part was cool. Like I said, his hair ruled, his lines were good, he was super smart. Oh, there's not a lot to not like, unless you just don't like Val Kilmer's face, which is a lot of people. But the girl that was the girlfriend, I loved her right away for fairly obvious reasons. I was like, this is great, I'm into that. The I think the theme is...
Is it because she had straight bangs?
No, I was like, if this girl had long hair, she'd be really something. But I think, like, the theme is, I tend to like these 80s movies where the protagonist is not threatening and a nice guy. And then I can accept it better. Because I'm like, all right, this guy's not like, he's just there. Like, he's trying to get through like all of us. I identify or something like that. But I thought the main character was cool. I thought the bad guy, it took me about 15 minutes. I was like, where is he from? And I didn't fact check it, but he's the guy from Die Hard, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just wholesome. It was fun. Like there was nothing not wholesome about that entire movie, right? He even, like, the main protagonist kid, like, fell in love with a chick who I think was older, and she liked him fairly early on. And then he, like, they had invited a bunch of, like, loose women to a party, and he's like, nah, I don't want any of that. I just like this one girl, and then it worked out for him. And I was like, I don't know. There's nothing not to like. That was great.
A, let me ask you, okay, one, not A, one, do you think your kids would enjoy it?
No.
Do you what do you think the lowest age group would be that would be able to consume this and go, yes, it was interesting the way it is now without remaking it, just right now?
15.
Right now, a 15-year-old right now would be able to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd be like, this is dated, but there's funny stuff there.
Is it dated to you?
Yeah.
Because just the film quality?
Oh, and I forgot to say, the soundtrack's killer.
Yeah.
Soundtrack's great. Every song that kept playing, I was like, yeah, dude, like, I'm into that too. Like, it had, like, new wavy.
You know, the 80s was very interesting because, you know, everybody had their moment. Tow truck drivers or over-the-road truck drivers.
Yeah.
Scientists, right?
Nerds had their moment. Nerds. Bullies had their moment.
Everybody, right? Whether you were flying a jet, or you were going to summer camp. Like, everybody was a hero. They could find something great and everything.
For such a non-tolerant era, they really gave everybody their flowers, as the kids say these days.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. A guy is driving around with a, I think this is late 70s, but with a, you know, a orangutan in his car. And people, nobody goes like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Who changes its diaper or where does it poop? But... It's so they look right past it and they go, yeah, of course he drinks beer and he eats peanuts in a bar. Nobody ever comes into the bar and goes like, what's going on with that? That doesn't seem right. Or, oh my God, I can't believe it's orangutan. Can I touch it? Nobody. It's just, it is.
Yeah.
I hate to switch movies, but.
Yeah. No. They're like, he's got some people clothes on. It's fine.
Right.
Yeah. Well, guys that rode hobby horses or what do you call them?
I don't know.
What do you call the thing where you ride the horse and it's not supposed to be gay, but it is?
A hobby horse. A hobby horse.
The one where you put the quarter in, it's like competition.
Oh, a mechanical bull?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A hobby horse is the one that's like a wooden.
No, wooden the one thing. Where like John Travolta like beat his wife, but he was still the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. So they got their moment.
Mm-hmm.
Stoners got their moment, like you say. You know, loose women got their moment. Unloose women got
losers
their moment.
Losers who go to college. Right? Winners who go to college. Yeah. You know, everybody.
People like it shrunk to micro size.
Everybody got to be a champion at some point.
I agree.
They found the good in everybody.
Yeah, for all the judgment, everyone did get a time.
How many microscopes would you give this movie?
I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5 microscopes.
Really? That's low. I liked
it, but I didn't love it.
Really?
Like, it didn't make me laugh a ton, but I went in a little jaded. I was like, oh, I gotta watch this. I'm not gonna love it.
How'd you feel?
But I was like, it's, you know, it's fine. It's good.
What's your favorite scene?
Jeez. I think the montage where he's studying for the test.
Mm.
He's studying for the test while being wacky at the same time. Yeah. But also, I don't understand. He was like, I'm good. Okay, so the bad guy, the professor.
Mm-hmm.
Who wanted to sell a weapon to, you know, the U.S. military or whatever, was like, you're never going to pass my class because you're not getting this laser to work. And he's like, I'll get the laser to work. And he's like, well, if you don't, he's like, oh, Val Kilmer's like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to pass your test. And he's like, it doesn't matter if you pass my test because if you don't get that laser to work, your ass is grass, essentially. Then they have a montage where he's studying super hard to beat the test. And I'm going, wait a minute. He's a genius. Test should be easy. Also,
I mean, this is a genius level test, though. Written by other geniuses.
But also, even if he gets an A, he's still got to get that laser going. So to me, I'm like, screw the test. Get to work on that laser, dude.
I hear you. But maybe he's setting up to make an argument to say, I passed the test, and go above the doctor or the professor to the school. Who knows? We don't know. Maybe there was stuff left on the cutting room floor.
He wasn't taking any chances. He's like, I'm going to pass this test and get this laser to kill people.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's only strong enough to make popcorn.
Now, there's a guy living in the closet of their dorm room.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of UHF when they had the guy that lived at the radio station who was like, I'm just this weird. Turns out he's an alien and knows how to make the station
work. This guy was just somebody who so much pressure was put on him, and he was a genius before Chris, the Val Kilmer character, that he went crazy.
Yeah, and that's he cited that guy. He's like, listen, I was the genius here, and he tells the young fella, he goes, if you work too hard, you burn yourself out. I was about to do it, and he tells the story of this guy, and that guy ended up being the fella in the closet.
I just know you well enough to know that you had a problem with this, and it's weird that you didn't bring it up, the ambiguousness of the main character in the beginning. Like, is this a boy? Is this a girl? What's happening here?
I never thought he was a girl.
He was a very odd looking. He almost looked Hans Gruber as a child. Like a young Alan
exceptional criminal.
Looking young Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a real handsome fella.
No.
And the girl that he ended up falling in love with wasn't the most handsome either. I just do something about 80s women. You take an 80s woman, you put her in overalls, and I'm like, it's whatever else you're bringing.
A little swatch of paint on it.
Dude, you get a short haircut and overalls, you could be a troll besides that. That's all you need.
So straight bangs is a problem, but short hair and overalls. No, like I'm Chucky.
Ugly face and everything else is fine. But if you have
Chucky.
And I only say that because in the 80s, they didn't give them long hair and overalls.
Okay.
Long hair and overalls? Suit me up, Uncle Alfred. I'm going to battle.
Remember Some Kind of Wonderful?
No.
Where Eric Stoltz is trying to go out on a date and his friend, who's the tomboy, she plays drums.
I think it's awesome that you think I've seen that.
You have, because I think we talked
about it. Oh, no. Is that an assignment?
Yeah, I think it was.
Wait. Was that with the guy from the hospital show?
What's that?
Dreamy?
No, that's Can't Buy Me Love.
I saw that one.
Did we do that one?
There was one where he was like, he didn't have money for a suit or some shit like that. And so like he had a girl as a date.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, that one was all right.
Well, there's two because
that's cool.
The other one that I'm talking about, Some Kind of Wonderful, the Eric Stoltz character, like he likes this rich, popular girl, but he hangs around with like a tomboy girl. And that's the girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was cool too. That was cool too.
But she has the short hair.
Yeah.
You know, that you like.
The friend is always the one that's like, I have short hair. But, okay, dude, here's my point. They make the hot chick. And then they go, you're going to play the friend, and we're going to give you short hair. Now, why do they do that? Why don't they give the friend long, sexy hair?
Because they want to make her disarming in the beginning. They don't want her to be...
They give her straight bangs because they know it's not as much of the good thing that the guy wants. Yeah, dude.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, dude.
They're short hair. Short hair is what they give the friend.
They go, here, we're going to give you this shitty haircut because you're non-threatening. No. And then later.
So you're telling me Betty Page, which is everybody is like that right there. That's what everybody likes. Like everybody can agree on this. And you're saying that she had a shitty haircut.
First of all, I don't think everyone agrees on it. And yes, she did. And they liked her because she showed her boobs.
Okay, so then you just forget about her straight bangs?
100%. Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying.
What if she was bald?
Oh, I'm sure if Betty Page had long hair without bangs, people would be like, ugh.
No, but it definitely, it's an enhancement. Just like a nose job or a fake chin or a Brazilian butt lift.
So a haircut that I could do it is enhancement.
You can't do it.
I could do straight bangs. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? You could have them yourself?
I'll give anyone straight bangs right now.
No.
Listener contributions. Come on in. I'll film it. I'll cut your hair straight across.
Do it yourself.
I don't want them. They're horrible.
Like Lloyd.
I have done that before for Christmas or for Halloween.
You put a wig, right?
No, I cut.
You just combed your bangs straight down?
No, I cut them.
You cut bangs in
I
your
I cut
own...
real bangs. And, you know, the horrible haircut we keep talking about? I cut it because that was Lloyd Christmas. I have a picture of it. I'll show you. It's me and my buddy Fuzz.
I think I saw it, but I don't... Yeah, no.
Yeah, because I was like, I'll shave it later. Who gives a shit, you know? But yeah.
It didn't enhance your look. That's for sure.
For one night, it ruled. You know, everybody laughed, but for one night, I was king of the straight bangs. Yeah, no, but it's a good movie. Real Genius was good. It was fun.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
I did like it. I didn't love it. Maybe I need to watch it again. Full disclosure, I watched it while I was driving, but I still liked it. I still liked it. It was good.
Why? Why can't you sit down and enjoy? You had 2 weeks. Actually, you had 4 weeks.
2 weeks. I didn't have 2 weeks. I mean, dude, I've been busy, man.
Doing what?
Just, you know, life, man. It's been all over, dude. I've been busy.
I know this is very Wall-E, but I was also thinking about when I was at Costco. You know the little cart that the fat people drive around on, the disabled people?
Hate it. Hey. You don't get to shop here. If you can't walk, you don't get to shop here.
What if they made ones that were a little more sporty for people who were just choosing not to walk?
Negative.
Like the disabled people, you're in the, you know, the medical version. But if I just like I don't want to be there at all. Yeah. And so basically what I'm doing is just walking behind my wife, waiting for trying to get the process moving.
They should give you like when you go to like Bennigan's and they have like the tablet.
And like you're like the kids tablet with the games.
Yeah. They should have that like in the shopping cart. They'd be like for dudes, but it'll be like, okay, it would show like the Mets game for you.
Yeah, but the cart drives itself, so you don't have to, you're not crashing in anybody.
No, because of, you know, obesity. I don't care for that. But like you put the tablet in there and you're like, this is, you know, because everyone knows the woman wants to go anyway. So if the guy's gotta come, he can still watch the game. They put it on there. It's built into the package. Your yearly membership is $7 more now. But when you get there, you get to watch the Mets. And then when your wife's like, I'm not sure which duvet is best or whatever, you can go like, take your time. It's the fourth inning.
I also feel like they have to ask, or there has to be a little more, you know, a better way to decide who gets to drive around in that thing or not. Because there's a lot of people, I'm like, you're not.
Well, here's how you do it. They talk to your wife first and they go, hey, what are you looking to shop for? And they're like, oh, I need paper towels. I need paper plates. I need a few chicken. I need a bunch of, what'd you say, cod?
Mm.
And if they go on, and if the guy who's interviewing her, like it's a quick interview, it's not intrusive, but a quick one. And if he starts to go like, oh my God, lady, like what, like wrap it up. Then he goes, sir, I get it. Here's a tablet.
But I've never been able to circumnavigate not going into Costco. Every other store I've made it happen on. But this one, she's like, no, you have to go together. There's so much stuff to look over and look through.
Dude, like, but it's just, isn't it just the shit you want, but more of it?
It's a bunch of stuff you didn't even know you wanted. Like, I have had the same bathing suit for, I don't know, 5 years.
That's not why you go for
but
that.
I don't
is
need
it?
Another bathing suit, but so summertime's coming around. It's like, oh, goggles and masks. And she's asking my daughter, oh, did you want a mask? Here's a mask. There, it's not cheaper there. Like, I don't understand why we went away from Aldi. And we went to Costco, and my wife's like, well, if we go to Costco, we get so much stuff, we only have to go every other week. And I'm like, I'm fine going 3 times a week at Aldi and paying less.
I don't understand the appeal of, like, instead of 6 paper towels, we can get 20. I get it economically.
I don't know that it's cheaper.
But you're not just talking about, like, hey, you're definitely not. You're not going, like, this makes more financial sense. She's going, no, you don't want to miss this. And I'm going, if I wanted to miss you buying one cantaloupe, why would I miss you buying 4?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, and I still think we buy a bunch of stuff that is going to go to waste because you feel like you're here. You must justify like spending like, hey, I'm at Costco. So I'm going to buy 8 of these.
Yeah.
Because if I was at Aldi, I'd be buying them 1 at a time. But this comes in a pack of 8. And then, like, avocados, it's like we're in a race to eat these things before they go bad.
Dude, me and my lady threw a party last summer, and it was like, we got stuff for the party, and it was like $300 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the cost-effective way to do it?
It's every 2 weeks for us.
But to be fair, I toilet paper for a long time.
Okay.
And I got some cod.
But I thought you had a bidet.
I do.
Did that make the transfer over?
Dude, here's...
Uh-oh, we found... Now, we're already off the bidet.
No,
I'm glad
no,
I brought
no,
this
I'm
up.
Not off. Oh, are you kidding me? I don't know.
You should use...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be.
Let me give you my review of a bidet without ever having used one. In my mind, it's just you need two squares now just to dry the surface area and to do a welfare check.
I think I'm doing it wrong.
I mean, thought was the what happens?
No.
Oh.
Well, everyone goes like, you're going to save on toilet paper. And I go, nah, still use a bunch.
Does your water bill go up?
I don't look.
Okay.
I don't know. It automatically, I don't care. So here's the thing. You don't want to get redressed fully if you're wet. Mm-hmm. Well, it takes a bit to not be wet.
Yeah.
So the, all right, without getting gross, the advantage is it cleans you better, but I'm not going to be wet now after.
Yeah. And I guess it, even a two ply toilet paper is just going to turn into a soggy mess.
You still like, you still need a ball like your paper macheing a craft for your grandparent.
Yeah.
You still need a ball to dry off. So see, yeah, I'm still using a bunch.
But do they make ones that shoot like some, like a hair dryer?
You want to know what I need is a hair dryer. I need one that, well, but, I need that for when I get out of the shower. I don't want to do towels anymore. But when I need the water to come, and then I need air, toilet paper's gone. No more in the house. You just don't need any more. But as of right now, I can't walk around with a sog dog, right? I need some paper.
Interesting.
That's gross.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So really, what are you saving?
I really want to wash.
You're getting
There's never been about economics.
Yeah.
It's never been about saving money for me.
Let me ask you this.
Me money to have a bidet.
Is it clean enough to where?
Dude, I'll show you.
No.
Okay.
Is it clean enough to where you could use a ChamWow because you're just drying and it's not going to dirty it up?
Well, I don't know. My dye is not so great. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but then you just sit on that. You stay there longer, right?
So you're talking about like a reusable?
Yeah. Like a chamois where you're just in it for the drying. The area is clean already and there's not going to be any.
Well, I think we've established if you go to Costco, it'll cost me 4 cents a day to buy a shitload of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I still use a lot of paper. And I'll get mad at my kids, and I'll be like, hey, man, like we're like getting low on paper. And I go, no, I think it's you because you've been drying off three times a day.
Do you have the bidet in the – how many bathrooms do you have in your current place? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's not like a master and then a secondary.
No, there's the poor person bathroom, and then you can also
– go outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Use the sump pit?
Yeah. No, you still got it.
So your kids use it too?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not really. It's there for them.
Yes or no?
I don't know. And I don't.
Don't you have to teach them how to use it?
I take no joy from divulging in how my kids poop. You know, it's not like a.
It's not the pooping part.
It's the aftermath.
It's the cleanup. Yeah. I mean, I guess my thing is,
anyone uses it but me.
Did it show up on the toilet and they go, what's this new contraption? Or were they, did you say, hey, there's a thing on the toilet?
Well, I showed them. I was like, look at this thing. It rules. Use it. And then they were like, I don't know. It's kind of freaking me out. So I don't think maybe they do. I don't know. I forget to ask them. It's not, you know what I mean?
No, I don't, because I would be
obsessed. If my bourbon starts going lower than I thought, I'm concerned. TP, it's fine. Dude, I make so much money, I can just buy more toilet paper when I'm out.
Well, it seems that way because you're never available, so you got to be out there hustling, making
money,
I'm out
there,
right?
Just like finding deals on toilet paper. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have a lot of things, this, you know what I mean? Like, I try to like write down stuff that's like funny. It hasn't been a lot of funny, you know what I mean? It's been like work and stuff I gotta do. I'm sure there's funny in between, but no,
you haven't documented any of it. That's unfortunate.
Nah, well, I don't know. I use Marco Polo. My brothers talk on it so much that there's just like, you know, we talk about before, like, well, I shouldn't blame them, it's just me, but like, if you're always having data coming in, you don't have time for data to go out.
Gotcha.
And I feel like I've consumed too much. I've been watching cooking videos. I've been watching Real Genius. I've been learning foreign languages. I'm quadlingual now. And so, like, I haven't had time for data to go out. So I need to take a little bit of time to be quiet and write down the things that I'm exporting ideas.
If you wanted to, you would. That's really what it comes down to, right? You make time for those things that you want
to
do.
Yeah, but it feels selfish to be like, time to sit down and think about my ideas. Instead, I
spent an entire spring break vacation doing honey-do list stuff that I didn't want to do. But every day, I find myself like, so another, okay, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, I don't want to travel anywhere because I don't want to have to worry about traveling and having fun and stuff. And the other side of it is I stay home and I think I'm going to save more money, but I end up spending more money going to the hardware store 50 times and doing these odds and ends jobs, which I'm not capable or cut out to do.
Oh, dude, sorry to cut you off, but I've done so many home improvement jobs in the past. I put in a water pressure tank thing this week, and it is the first job since 1980 that I've done that was like, here's what we're going to do. Everything's going to work. One trip to the hardware store, everything's set up, and it worked. Cut out the old one, put a new one in, sweat the copper.
You're talking about a hot water tank?
I'm talking about a pressure tank. So in some houses, there's a pressure tank, which is basically if a house is larger and has more like room to run or whatever.
An ejector?
Yeah, yeah. It basically adds more oomph to go around the house. Mm. It's like once it's a without being boring. It's a tank that has a bladder in it.
Boring.
And water fills in that bladder. Yeah. And when water fills, since there's nowhere for the air to go, it builds up pressure. Once it gets build up pressure, it shoots water through the house.
How is it different than an ejector pump?
It's got a pump attached to it.
Okay,
is how.
Okay,
it's a tank with a pump on. Anyways, but it's the first time we did it. And it was like, dude, it was like less than 2 hours. Mm. I'm talking about cutting and sweating copper, putting in a new thing. Everything worked. And I was like, I kept waiting for like the roof to fall off. I was like, when is it going to be? Oh, we'll have to do this tomorrow. It went so smooth. I couldn't believe it.
You mean when we paid to just have our countertops put in because they were stone and I didn't want anything to do with it. And then even when they got all the way to the end of the job and they were moving my stove back in place and they shattered the oven glass.
Really?
Yeah.
That's you get. You should have done
$800 fix for the oven glass. So
the door to the oven.
Yeah, yeah. Because to buy the glass itself is $400, but in order to buy, if you wanted to buy the whole door without having to do any work, it's $800.
Now, I don't understand. The counter's so much higher than the oven. How do you smash?
Well, because what they did most likely was is they had the oven door down and they were shimming it out, and when you pull turned or bent in the oven, the glass cracked.
Oh, Lord.
And the sometimes best part was my son was here. I decided to have my mom here as well. And my son was here while they were doing it.
You hire the job out, you had your mom supervise it?
Well, this is why. Because I couldn't be home. And my wife's like, well, you know, our son will be here. He's 18 or 19. He'll be fine. Let these people in. And he calls me like he's hiding from Nazis or he's in a closet. He's like, hey, those guys they broke and I go, what are you telling me for? I'm not there. You're there. You have to say something to him. He's like, well, what am I supposed to say? I think they're going to act like they didn't do it. And I go, how is that possible? There's glass shards all over the place. And he's like, oh, I don't know. They just started speaking in Spanish. I was like, yeah, one guy's probably telling the other guy he's a poodle.
He walks in and he's like, Biff, get your damn hands off.
So I then said, oh yeah, my mom's there. Good to go.
Boom.
So then my mom called my wife, was already on the phone with my wife, and then had my wife on speakerphone. She's like, hey, these guys just broke the stove. What do you want done with this?
Like it.
Yeah. And I was like, my mom, I know my son's going to drop the ball on this because he's just not confident. He went in another area.
What 18-year-old's going to yell at
me?
Workers?
I would have. Oh, if my dad left me in charge and was like, hey, it's either me or them.
Well,
if I don't tell my dad, here's the guy who broke it, and I want him to speak to it, my dad's going to think I did it. You're not going to believe that they did it. They're professionals. I'm an idiot.
Maybe. Well, that's true. You know,
there's no maybe about it.
Right,
So anyway, I was glad that I called in from my mom from the bullpen and, you know, had her sitting there.
You did the sign. Hat bill. Oh, speaking of hats real quick, I want the listeners to know I'm taking applications from baseball teams. I've done my time.
Okay.
I've done my time.
Okay. You're looking for a new team. We don't want you.
Somebody wants my fandom. Dude, I go to games. I buy hot dogs. I buy foam fingers. I root. I name pets after your team.
Mm-hmm.
The White Sox have to do something to deserve my fandom.
Like what?
Like run an organization kind of decent. Yeah. Like not hire a tiring old DUI infested manager to a white guy to manage all your entire Cuban team. Like not hire like coke sniffing acid taking wife beaters as pitchers as your improvement to your team.
Alleged.
Like not letting Jason Benetti, a homegrown Chicago product whose dream was to be a White Sox color analyst, not hire him and then let him go to Where do you ask? L.A.? No. New York? No. Oh, maybe he went to Detroit.
I was, yeah.
Not for way more money. What does it say?
Do you know this person?
Jason Benetti? Yeah. No, but okay. I've listened to countless interviews. But what when it's a
kid, I mean, I wanted to do a lot of things. Doesn't mean I get to do it.
When it's a kid's dream.
Wait, so hold on. You're telling me the Sox organization is responsible for not for this guy's dream not being? That's the reason.
No, he had the job. They're okay. responsible for letting him go and take his talents to Detroit.
Why did they let him go?
Because they don't care.
They're like, this guy, he's operating at top level. Let's get rid of him.
He was doing football.
Was he asking for a higher?
He was doing national games. He was doing very well. And I think, I don't know if he had a contract or whatever, but when it came time, it wasn't about money, because I've listened to interviews. He was basically like, this place sucks. These guys don't give a shit. I'm out of here.
I think that if you are honest and your honesty makes the team look bad and you're sharing that publicly, you got to go.
No, he didn't have to go.
Oh, I thought you were, but you're saying he was actively criticizing the team.
No, he hasn't even still.
Oh, okay.
He's been quiet. He's been classy about it.
Okay.
I'm saying that you got a person who passionately cares about the team and is clearly nationally respected as being good at his job. And they're like, yeah, I mean.
Let me just gauge you here. How'd you feel about Hawk Harrelson?
He's a homer.
Okay.
He was the White Sox, like Harry Carey.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I was going to devalue good. Everything you just said.
The only way you let Jason Benetti go is if you don't care or you have control issues and they're wrong. Mm-hmm. They're wrongheaded. So the White Sox, and this isn't, and for those of you guys who go like, oh, he doesn't like when they're not winning. No. I've seen them lose for a long time. It's not about being bad. I can watch a likable team that's bad at baseball.
I do it.
They're not likable. Mm-hmm. Their organization's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my A's hat. I don't want to hear about Fairweather shit. I just don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear you.
Oh, that's old news, dude. Who cares about that anymore?
You don't get to go, whatever we do, you're still going to cheer and buy family packs of games and come and buy beer. You don't get to do that. You have to attempt to be likable and attempt to win.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. So what are your no's? What is your automatic no? Like, do you go with the Astros who are known cheaters, mm-mm, like organizationally? And maybe it was years ago, but that, to me, you can't wipe that stank off.
No, I'm not Astros. My initial knee jerk is the A's. That's always been my B team. But
ugliest
the
uniform, other dude.
No, love them. They're great. No. A's are the bomb.
Really?
Yeah, they're great. They're amazing.
Their uniforms.
That green and yellow?
Yeah.
That's dope,
It's
dude.
Interesting. It's something different than anyone else is doing.
I love it, sure. But they're probably the second worst run team.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ugh. So now I need a third. Yeah.
You're trading.
I came over today and I saw the Milwaukee Brewers hat and I go, I love beer. That logo rules.
I'll tell you what, I definitely like their City Connect uniform, which is that Brew Crew. It's got like an 80s. I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but it's like the lettering almost looks like neon. And it says Brew Crew instead of Milwaukee Brewers or whatever.
I want people to make the case to be like, come over here. Our team's fun.
But okay.
And as much as I shit on the Cubs, at least they try.
Couldn't you look, since you're slate clean, couldn't you just go like, not looking for a team that is,
I'd prefer to not go American League Central. I'd prefer not to that. And I don't want the Rangers because they won. You know what I mean?
I mean, the Dodgers are fun to watch. The Blue Jays are fun to watch.
It can't be the team that spends the most. That's cheating.
Okay. The Blue Jays are fun to watch. Orioles have a badass team, and they're full of young studs.
Yeah, they're like ready now. I need to go through some pain.
I mean, I would say Mets, but we don't want you.
I want it to be the A's, but the A's are never going to be good. Like, ever. It's just never happening.
Yeah.
So I'm taking applications. Like, let me know.
The Phillies?
Let me know on
Padres.
Phillies are my sister's fiance's team. He loves them.
Why?
I don't know. He just loves them, like since he was a kid or whatever. That'd be fine. But I need my own thing. Mm. It might be the Brewers. I prefer it not be the AL Central. I don't want to actively root against the Sox.
So you want people to make their case for you if they want to call in or go to the Facebook page.
Who should I be a fan of now? And I swear to God, if you come at me with Fairweather shit, I swear to God. No, dude. I've been watching bad baseball forever. So don't. Well, not forever. Since 2005. So that's.
Okay, dude. But 2003, years. They sucked. So since 2000. But they had 1 year where they were good. Your entire existence, they've sucked.
Yeah.
So yeah. I started watching them about
98 or something. Okay. So,
but I'm still, what I'm saying is for you to go, since 2005, let's not forget 2004, 2003. They weren't great. They had a great season, maybe two.
Dude, it's not about being bad. You can be bad, but be likable.
Yeah, that's
unlikable and bad and poorly run. That is a combo that I struggle with. And so I am going to start watching maybe the Brewers. I don't know. Diamondbacks seem pretty sweet.
No.
It should be a city that I want to visit, too. Like, I want to go to San Francisco or something, right? Like, what's a cool place to go to? Colorado, they seem pretty cool.
I don't know what it is, but, like, on our cable locally here, they have a ton of Blue Jays games. I don't know what it is.
All right, so maybe Blue Jays.
I like the Blue Jays. I like the Orioles. I've gotten, like, how I used to like...
Montreal Expos?
How I used to like hockey, which was... I would gravitate toward players, and I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm more interested in... I could enjoy all kind of games because I was looking at specific players and going, that dude's a great player. I like watching that guy.
The White Sox can't even get good-looking players. I was watching the Cubs last night at my girlfriend's house, and I was like...
They're handsome.
I was like, the Cubs just look... I would, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to sleep with any baseball team, but if I did, it wouldn't be the White Sox. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not sleeping with Mike Clevinger.
What is your deal with Mike Clevinger?
He's a bad guy.
All right. Well, allegedly.
He's a pretty bad guy. I just feel like he's a bad guy.
All right.
Your starting pitcher is a guy who's pitched 50 innings ever? Fuck out of here, dude.
I don't know.
Nah, I don't deserve this, and they don't deserve me.
How are you going to read your jokes? Are you going
to
do that?
I'm going to have to stop recording and hand it to you. I'll pass to you. Okay. Okay, you read we'll go straight down. I don't know who wrote some of these, but.
A lot of people are getting septum piercings lately. You know, everybody wants to pretend to be the bull until the latigo gets whipped out.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be a bull. Okay. Airbnb has banned all indoor cameras from their rental homes, forcing people to have sex in the driveway if they still want strangers to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A little topical. Mm-hmm. This year's official wedding color of the year is Marcelli Blue, edging out rapper Sexy Red's contribution, Booty Hole Brown.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that song.
No,
I haven't. That's a lyric.
Female?
Yeah, she's got a lyric in a song that says, "My something's pink, my booty hole's brown."
Mm.
It got a little
famous. That's a song?
Yeah, I'll play it for you.
No, thanks.
It's super good. The King of Pop's life story is moonwalking onto the big screen in a new biopic. Producers had to hire two actors for each member of the Jackson family, dividing them up into early and later years. Every character has two characters, except, of course, for Michael Jackson's lovers. They only needed one.
Baltimore's Key Bridge collapsed this week. No word yet on when Lizzo will be giving her apology.
That's not bad. That's a fat joke, but still. Okay, McDonald's and Krispy Kreme have announced a national partnership this week. McDonald's will offer individual donuts, packs of six, and if that doesn't satisfy you, they will let you butt chug a bowl of frosting. This one's poorly written. I'm just telling you.
God. Three senior Boeing executives are stepping down as a result of all the negative press Boeing has been receiving over faulty doors on their passenger jets. The three execs will be offered a severance package that Boeing has been referring to as the faulty golden parachute deals.
Okay. You ever heard of a golden parachute deal?
Yes.
That's when you retire, but you still get a lot of money?
Yes.
Okay. Researchers at UC Davis have done a study that shows that the human brain has been slowly getting bigger since the 1930s. The 75-year study shows a 6.6 increase in brain volume. It should be noted that residents of Hessville, Indiana have shown a 6.6% increase in volume, but it consists of pure Mountain Dew.
All right. Well, couldn't go 1 week, could we?
Nah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had a pacemaker out this week. At least it's not a tumor.
Okay, you got to say
it. I did.
Tumor. Okay, good. Kim Kardashian is being threatened with a lawsuit this week. Contemporary artist Donald Judd is claiming that Kardashian is making cheap knockoffs of his furniture. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you hear about that? Kim was quoted as saying, "Hey, say what you will about my eyes, lips, cheeks, nose, stomach, ass, legs, hair, bone structure, vagina, personality, career, ethics, and overall demeanor, but my furniture is not fake."
All right. Okay. Great job. We will see you next time. Later. It's good.